In the halacha of Geiris, there are three components: Mila, Tefila, and Avos Karban. Mila and Tefila Ma'akev, without them, he's not a Ger. And the halacha of Karban is that without the Karban, he's not able to bring Kachim. Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, and similarly the Shita Mekubetzes and Krisis and Daf Ches, say that a ger is, if he didn't bring a korban, he's also eat kachim, and the Shita Mekubetzes is also posel ishto b'biyah l'kohuna. So you see that as it relates to the korban, you know, as it relates to the korban, without the korban, there's as it relates to be a bakal, he's also love a bakal, and the geiris is incomplete. However, the shita of Rambam is not that way, because the Rambam says that in Perkaf Mechus Rekapora, ger shemal v'tovol v'dayin lo hivi korban, afa pishu also lechol b'kotchen, at shiva kabona, enu kimechus kapora, shekabono ekva lios ger gomo, lios kechol kishore yisrael, nevze enu oichel bekotchen, shedain lo nasa kishore yisrael, the kevin shiovi kimayasi yisrael, kosher oichel bekotchen. So you see from the Ram that also that the halacha, that the ger, that the korban is ma'akev and kotchen, means as relates to kachim, the geiris is incomplete. However, if you look in Perek Yud-Gimel from Yisui Bia, when the Rambam speaks about korban, the Rambam doesn't say that it's ma'akiv lovel b'kol like the Rabbeinu Gershom. So while the Rambam thinks that he's mutal lovel b'kol, but as relates to kachim, the Rambam's lashon sounds like this achson the geiris. And the Rav explained that in this halacha of Havos Kom, that in terms of geiris in general, there are two halachas. One is the Hechsher geiris, that's Mila and Tefila. But in addition to the Hechsher geiris, there's also the Mitzvah geiris. And if you're not the kind of Mitzvah geiris, that is Ma'akev in Achilas Kachim. We'll see how this plays out in other ways as well. Because The Rambam's Lashon, as relates to Mila, the Rambam says in Perek Alv Halacha Zayin, he says, Ger shenichnas v'kol yisol, chay b'mila t'chila, and the Lashon is what is made t'chila. And also, why does the Rambam quote in Hilchas Mila? He already quotes it in Perek Yud Gimel v'Hilchas Yisur Ebiya, shlosh adrom nichnas v'yisol abris, and he mentions t'fila, korban, and Mila. So it seems that the Rambam, in the halacha of Mila, there are two halachas. One halacha is that Mila is part of the Etzemai Segeris and the Chalois Geris. But then there's another halacha that Mila is part of the key of Mitzvah Geris, and that's what it means, Tchila. So that you actually can, the Rav says, you can say Tupshotim in the word Tchila. When the Rambam says the beginning, it means that it has to come first, which we'll speak about afterwards, that the Seder is Ma'akev, namely that the Mila has to come first, Tchila, and therefore, unlike the Ramban, who thinks that the order can be inverted, or the Ram means, it's Mila means, Tchila means, it's the first mitzvah that the Ger is chayev to do, before he does other mitzvahs. So that's part of the kiyum of the mitzvahs Geris, is beyond the Hechsher, is also Mila is also part of the Mitzvah Kelach. Now, there's... I mentioned that there's a Machloikas Rishonim whether the Seder is Ma'akev. So there are always of the opinion, and many Rishonim think that the Seder is Ma'akev. Mila always has to come first. If he does Tefillah before Mila, that's not a Geirus. But the Ramban, the Mukri Yosef calls this Ramban, says that the Seder is not Ma'akev. For Haraya, a woman who's Megaya, and she's Muberis, so that the tefillah she does helps for the Uber, after he's going to be born, he'll acquire Mila. So you see that the Seder is not Ma'akev. Now, there are all beings of Rishonim bring a raya against this. You see that the Geiris is complete even before. And Tosfos brings a raya, you see, because the Gemara says in Kedushin that if she's Muberes and that she has two twins, there are twins there, so they're also they're considered brothers, and therefore the halachas for raya, they're also shteichayas, and so on. According to the Ramban, that the Mila is still part of the Geiris, so why at that point, after the birth, they only had Tefillah, didn't have Mila yet, so the Geiris isn't complete, so they should not be related, so they shouldn't be Shteyachayas. This is, so the answer the Rav said on the Ramban is that the Ramban agrees that the Geiris is complete. Just he thinks that he thinks that in terms of the Hechsher Geiris, there's a Chalois Geiris, but the Mitzvah Mila, the Mitzvah Geiris is incomplete, and that still has to be fulfilled. So it's not just a regular Mitzvah Mila, it's part also of the Geiris. Now, according to the Ra'or, that a woman who's Muberes, she doesn't, the Mila afterwards is not part of the Geiris, it's like a Nekeva that's Megaya. There's no Mitzvah Mila at that point on him, well, on the Uber. So the Mila subsequently is just a regular Mitzvah Mila. According to the Ramban, even as part of the Kiyum Mila, as we said, if not the Hechsher Mila, but it may be that still Ma'akev him, love or Bekol. And we also have to clear, since it's part of the Mitzvah Mila and not the Hechsher Mila, does it, according to us, for example, Shittas Rishon that hold, that just like Tefillah and Kabbalah's Mitzvah requires Bezdin, so the Mila also requires Bezdin. So if you think that it's part of the Mitzvah Mila, but not the Hechsher Mila, we can clear whether that requires Bezdin.